We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Tom Lakenen about his struggles with the township when building a sculpture park.
Lakenen land is 37 and a half acres, about 15 miles east of Marquette. It's basically a bunch of pine tree forests that was cut over by a logger 20 years ago, and he basically, I guess, got everything he needed off the property, and I was able to afford it, and I bought it to make a sculpture park. I work construction as a welder with the Boilermakers Union, and about 20 years ago, I quit drinking and needed something to do to occupy my free time in between construction jobs. So I started building crazy metal sculptures, and the first one, there's some kind of dancing wolves. There's about six or eight of them, and I built them, and I put them out in front of my house, and nobody threw eggs at my house, so I thought, well, I'll build something else kind of crazy. And I had about 15 or 20 different sculptures in front of my house, and the township got after me for having it in my yard. They said it was considered a sign in a residential area, and it was illegal. So if I didn't move it back where you couldn't see it, I was going to get a ticket. So I moved everything into my backyard, and I kept building more and building more. And between the township hollering at me for having my sculptures in my yard and working with no benefits, I ended up finally just looking for property and refinanced my house for another 100 years and bought the park in 2003 and just been adding to it ever since. Before I bought it, I went to the township and I checked with the zoning, and the park was zoned for sculpture park, a campground, or agricultural, anything I wanted to do under those lines. And so I bought it, and after I moved everything down there, then they started harassing me for a sign on the highway so people could find it coming off the highway, for building a health department approved outhouse, for having a bonfire in the wintertime. I mean, it was just never ending. I built a band shell, and the band shell, they gave me a compliance permit to build it. Basically, I was within zoning compliance, and I built it, and like 9 months later, they revoked it and told me I needed to get a conditional use permit for having the band shell. Whereas if somebody wanted to come out and play their guitar, you know, I mean, they couldn't play past 6 o'clock on a weeknight or 9 o'clock on a weekend, and it was like, this is just crazy. You already gave me the permit to build this thing, you know, the heck with you. So I'm telling all these snowmobilers that go through there about it. And this one guy says, well, I got a buddy that's a lawyer that I'll hook you up with. So him and I went back and forth on the internet, and he got what they call a federal land patent on the property for me. And it put my name on this deed in 1800. And now it looks like I own the property before the state of Michigan and Chalkley Township and Marquette County and so on. Therefore, I'm exempt from the local zoning ordinances because I had the property before they did. And that kind of ended my problem with the township.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by John Main. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.